Continuing on with our locker room chats here on KNZA 103.9 FM. It's week 8, final week of the regular season here in high school football. We continue on and we now talk Jackson Heights. That is with the head coach, that is Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawatka Fitness Center. Coach, just such a hard-fought, close defensive battle last week against ACCHS. Northeast Kansas League title was on the line, but ultimately at the end, Tigers came out on top 18-6. Know your team played super hard and certainly had some opportunities, but just kind of take us through that ball game and a few thoughts from that one.
Yeah, when you look back, we have more plays than them. They have a couple more yards than we do, but I thought our defense played great. They were able to get off the field on third down. You know, they were 0-for-5 on third down. We were 6-for-12. So, you know, that's where we want to be. And, you know, we opened up the game and did everything perfect. And we just have one blown coverage on a 4th and 9. Just one big play. And, you know, they score on it, take a 6-0 lead. But to our kids' credit, they came back and scored on the next possession. And, we got the ball to start the second half and drove all the way down the field, took 9 minutes off the clock, and, you know, just had one blunder on a play that I think would have gave us a first and goal going in, and we probably would have taken the rest of the third quarter up. And, you know, that's just one mistake that we had. And, you know, late in the game with, you know, 6-6 game, we have it at midfield, break off a long run, get down to the 5-yard line, and it gets called back on a penalty that, you know, one of those 50-50 calls that just didn't go our way. Three plays later, we throw a pick and goes down to the 25-yard line with about 3 minutes left, and, you know, they score, and then we get in a mode where we have to throw the ball and try to score early and go for it on 4th down, and they get the ball inside our 20 again and score a meaningless touchdown with 50 seconds left and to make it 18-6. But overall, I thought the kids played very, very hard, and I know it sounds like a broken record here, but we're just so close. You know, the last 3 weeks, we've just been on the verge, and it comes down to turnovers again, and, you know, we were two turnovers, they were zero to end the game, and, you know, that was a deciding factor on Friday. But, you know, don't take anything away from ACCHS. They played a great game. They got a great core of seniors over there, great coaching staff, and they deserve the league title, and I'm just so proud of my kids and the way they fought throughout the game, and just hopefully we can come in this week against Onega and put everything together.
And it's been just fun to see the team develop throughout this season, and especially the last 3 weeks, because the schedule the last 3 weeks has been very, very challenging. Centralia, who's still undefeated, Troy, ACCHS, two teams with just one loss. Your team is right there in all three of those games and having opportunities to get something done. What have you learned the most about your team maybe here in the last 3 weeks or so, you know, facing the level of competition that you guys have been facing?
You know, just the grit of the team, the competitive nature of the team, and, you know, the never back down kind of team. And we really saw that on Friday. They really fought tooth and nail. We played some new kids at some new positions, and, you know, Jathan Carl came in there, and he hasn't been an integral part of the defensive unit this year, but he stepped in there right away and made a difference. And I thought Hayden Doyle and Julian Budo also played a great game there on Friday night. And then we're talking about some people on the offensive side of the football. I thought Cade Holliday did very, very good at quarterback. You know, he made a couple of mistakes here and there, but he learned a tremendous amount during the course of the year. And we can also talk about Drake Mellies, you know, the freshman that has stepped in there and played some varsity snaps on the offensive side of the football at quarterback. And, you know, just seeing those young kids grow, you know, J.W. Moore on the offensive line, Cash Robinson, and Max Watkins on the offensive line. You know, those young kids getting those varsity reps and those meaningful varsity reps. And we've seen tremendous growth out of them during the course of the year, and just hopefully we can continue and, you know, put everything together this week against Onega, and then hopefully with a win on to the playoffs. But I'm just so proud of each and every one of them, and it's been a great year so far, as hopefully we can continue it.
Jackson Heights head coach Caleb Wick joining us, and as he mentioned right there, Onega is the final opponent here in the regular season. Win and you're in scenario for the playoffs. We'll talk about it when we come back here on KNZA. Continuing on with our conversation with Jackson Heights head football coach, that is Caleb Wick, presented by Farm Bureau Wareham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Netawatka Fitness Center. Our locker room chats here in week 8. It's the final week of the regular season. Coach, first off, before we dive into the matchup this week, just how hard is it to just believe that we're at this point? It just feels like a week or two ago we were just off and running, and now we're at the final week.
It's crazy how fast the year goes. You know, some people, being a teacher, some people are happy about it because it makes the year go by really fast. But, you know, some part of me is sad because, you know, this is going to be here in a couple weeks. Hopefully we go as far as we can in the playoffs, but it's coming a time where it's going to be the last time we're with the seniors and, you know, coming into the last practices and, you know, senior night this week. And, you know, hopefully we can get a win on Friday and continue our season into the playoffs. But it has gone exceptionally fast, and it seems like it always goes faster and faster. However long I've been here, 11 years, it seems like every year goes by faster and faster. And, you know, we try to tell the kids when they're freshmen, don't blink because it's going to be over. And attest to, you know, Hayden Doyle and Julian Budo saying after Friday night's game, they just sat there in the locker room after the loss and just wanted to take it in because they said this might be, you know, one of the last times we wear a road jersey or one of the last times we're in the locker room together. So they can see it coming. So hopefully we can come out here on Friday night and play a great game against a Onega team that, you know, has some injuries like us and plays a lot of young kids like us. But, you know, they're fast and physical. They're physical on the offensive line. And they gave Troy fits at times. I know the score is not indicative of that. Especially 41-0 at halftime, I think it was. But, you know, they got pressure on the quarterback. They had a couple three and outs against them. And, you know, when they get their fullback going, I don't know his name right here, number 47. I think he's a freshman. He's a big dude for a freshman. And he runs hard at the fullback spot. And, you know, we have to read our keys and be in the proper location or they're going to drive the ball on us just like us in the wishbone formation. So we got a lot to work on this week.
Yeah, it's just been challenging for the Buffaloes. They lost their quarterback right at the start of the year, and it just kind of went down from there. They didn't have a ton suited out for that Troy game last week, but you mentioned gave them fits at times. Troy, one of the best teams in 1A. The Buffaloes continue to fight. So you just look at some key matchups here, some keys to the game. What's it going to take to get your team to get this win and continue on and get that playoff game next week?
Well, like I said earlier, and it sounds like a broken record, but it's just us being consistent. You know, for the majority of the game, I thought we were pretty consistent last Friday against ACCHS, and then we had a couple mistakes that really cost us. So hopefully we can just stay consistent, and I think the game's going to be won up front. Whoever wins the battle of the trenches on the offensive and defensive line with both of this run-heavy offenses, I think, is going to come out on top. So I'm just anxious to see how both the offensive and defensive line perform on Friday, and hopefully everybody will come out and take the seniors out the way they should be taken out, and hopefully we'll have a good crowd and come on out, and I think you'll see a great game on Friday.
Senior night for Jackson Heights. They host Onega. If they win, they'll continue on with the playoff matchup next week. Got to get it done this week as they wrap up the regular season at home against the Buffaloes. That is Caleb Wick joining us, Jackson Heights head coach. Coach, we always appreciate it very much. We'll do it one more time next week.
Thank you very much.